Hello and welcome to Morning Fuel. I'm your host, John Bundy, and you are here because you believe in the power of the spoken word and its ability to change lives, and that by sharing our stories, we can help others overcome challenges that they cannot overcome on their own. Whether it's a victory you need to win in business or in your own personal life, you understand that answers can be found in listening to others who are willing to share their stories, knowing that their story ultimately doesn't belong to them. All right, so I've got a really great treat this morning. We are in Puerto Rico, Marina Beach. I think this is Puntas.
This is Black Eagle Marina.
Black Eagle Marina in close to Puntas, where Denise owns her Airbnb. And we are here with Tierra of Teano Divers. And we're just going to talk to her about what they do here and what she does and a little bit about who she is, and perhaps get into what her morning fuel is, what gets her up in the morning. So, Tierra, how did you get introduced to these folks here? I know you've been around. You said you've been like to all like 50 states or close to 50 states.
Well, yeah, 43. I've been around for a little bit, and diving was never on my list of things to do. I was actually terrified of water. You wouldn't even see me in water past my knees at certain points.
Right.
So, when I actually originally came to Puerto Rico, it was not, it was just to start a new life, new opportunity. I knew that there was a lot of help needed here.
Yeah.
And with that last hurricane of Maria, there was just, almost 9 months of no lice, it was just a madhouse. So after everything calmed down, that was when I decided I was going to, at the time I was living in Florida and I sold everything, picked up my dog and two suitcases and just moved down here to, Puerto Rico. And about a year into it, I just, it was kind of like one day, it just kind of happened to come to me. I was sitting on the beach and I realized, there's been some incidences where I call, Poseidon has wanted me to get into the water. And I've always said that he's threatening and he's always, given me that threat where I didn't want to go in. And then one night it was actually the night of the eclipse, and it just hit me hard. And I was like, this is what I'm supposed to do.
And this was when? Was this 2019?
This was actually, 2022, okay. November of 2022.
Gotcha. When did Maria, was that before or after the pandemic?
That was before the pandemic.
Right.
I actually moved here a month before the pandemic started.
Okay.
I was very lucky.
My sister was here on vacation when the pandemic hit and was not able to go home. Now she lives here.
Yeah. And it's amazing. It's hard.
Now, was that your first visit when you were having all these kind of feelings?
Just came and moved and didn't.
Yeah, I know Poseidon is little peak. We're tight. But anyways. So what brought you to Teano?
I actually was on the other side of the island, and that just wasn't my thing. City was a good,
okay. San Juan area?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that night, I was over here, and I was saying about when it just dawned on me that I wanted to become something involved with the water. And I had already moved at this point to the side of the island, so it just made sense.
Yeah.
And
do you stay real close?
I actually live in Moca, about an hour away.
Okay, I got you.
Love the mountains.
Yeah, so, we do too. We've been looking up in Mauna Kea.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I did my internship, went all the way up through, I went to Rincon Diving and Snorkeling, and they got me up to my dive master's, actually.
Okay.
And that's what I am now.
Yeah, congrats.
Is dive master. Thank you very much. It is a very huge accomplishment.
Yeah.
And now I'm actually the manager of the store. I turned the store around completely, just 360 from what it was.
Well, good for you.
Very
That's great. Yeah, sure. But if you're going to be here most of the time, you might as well make it nice so that you don't hate coming here.
Right.
Now, so you're dive masters. Do you get to do that much anymore? You're busy.
No.
You're busy.
So that's
how
that's
often do you get to do that?
Not as much as I want.
Sure.
That's the thing that really it's. I like to make sure that the shop is ran the way that it needs to be, because it's all about customer service.
Yeah.
It's all about hospitality. It's all about making sure that from the moment that those people either walk in that door or the moment that I get on the phone with them, they feel safe.
Right.
They feel that they can be able to come back here.
Right.
That is what I want them to. Right. That is my mission.
And that attitude, I think, is one of the things that attracted me to Puerto Rico. I noticed when I came here, there was nothing here that made me feel like I wasn't home.
Exactly.
And every time I would go back to Virginia, I would be like, why do I feel like I need to be in Puerto Rico? So now we're making
it's
plans.
A magnetic pole.
It is. It is. And then I heard some interesting stories from a Puerto Rican farmer and a Puerto Rican fisherman talking about this house special Rincon is, and where the North Atlantic meets the Caribbean. And then that little bit of space between Puerto Rico and, is it Mona, the island that's out there, and the reef and the trade winds
we're
and
also
all that
the
stuff.
Corner of the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
And we're at the deepest part of the Bermuda Triangle.
Yes. Yeah.
So it that's why the
isn't it like 9 miles is the furthest they've measured, but it probably goes deeper than that.
Yes, insane.
Crazy.
But that's why the whales come down here, is because New York, it's cold waters. Not so much this year. We had a lot of warm waters.
Right, right.
So we have realized that, well, the whales come down here to train their babies, to flap their tails, and to eat, and to sleep right, and be protected
right.
in the warm waters.
Right, right.
And then they go back up when it's cold again, and then they stick around back, I guess. I mean, I don't see why they like the cold water. But.
Right. Gotta get it every once in a while.
It's 85
like a cold
degrees
shower.
Out here. Yeah.
Make you appreciate the warm water.
Yes.
So Tierra, what is your dream? Like, I saw this longing when you were talking, when I asked you about the dive masters, you know, like, you don't get to do it as much. What is your dream? If you think about, you know, what if you got to the point where you're like, you got this, you got the help, you got this place to exactly where it needed to be. It's more successful than it ever was.
I would
and you're
actually
like
love to be a traveling
out.
Instructor or
wow.
just a instructor that, whether it's working with children.
Yeah.
And or with disability
mm-hmm.
or with
what
veterans.
About, you know, like underserved or like would you say, you know, we've got a lot of boys and girls out there that, you know, they're diagnosed ADHD, but I think if they had
exactly.
an environment to be in where their mind was active, it
even
wouldn't
with
probably
autism,
be like, but,
same
yeah.
thing. I mean that alone. I mean
that's beautiful.
That I have somebody literally that is so excited to come out here, he's gonna be out here in July, and he calls me every month. Just so that we can touch bases.
Yeah.
And he's very adamant on telling me, I will listen to you. I will be patient.
Yeah.
I would, you know.
And he's somebody on the spectrum?
Yes.
Or is he, okay,
and he makes
wow.
sure that you know that. And he has a caregiver.
Yeah.
And he's
that's
like, my
great.
Caregiver says it. And I'm like,
that's
okay.
good. That's good. That's really high function.
That is special to me.
Yeah.
Because if I am able to have someone like that, like I said, trust. It's about
yeah.
trust the moment they walk into
yeah.
the door. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how are
you? Hey, moment,
if we get in your way, don't, you know, just
oh, no.
give an elbow or something.
I forgot my GoPro waterproof case at home.
Oh, got gotcha.
You. Looking
we don't have any of those.
You guys don't have
no,
maybe like
sorry.
One of the surf shops or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow because it was so cool out there. So.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Right,
beautiful
bring
day.
Mine.
Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
So we have a portion of our show called the What the Fail. So the WTF. All right. It's a failure. A face plant. Some mountain got in your way or whatever that could have taken you out. But you learned from it, you overcame it, went around it, through it, whatever. Do you have one of those you can share? Because we pride ourselves in being a place where we share stories that can possibly set people free. People who are in the same position that think they're the only one going through it are going to hear a story, and we've had many of them, to where somebody got over something that was pretty serious. You got something like that?
Pretty dead on. Don't let your fears hold you back. And just because someone tells you that you're sick and that you're limited and that your time in this world is not long, don't let that hold you back.
Mm. What are those tears?
I don't know. Hope?
Yeah. Yeah, hope got me through a very dark time. Morning Fuel was birthed out of a depression and anxiety spiral that I went in and nearly took me out. And I learned a morning routine that started bringing me back out. And I had hope through it, because of my faith, but the morning routine was given to me and it actually helped me recover. Well, okay, we touched something today, but I mean, it's okay if you don't want to share it, but you can.
Yeah, it's fine. But, yeah. I would love to, because everyone needs to know that that is the one thing that really is holding us back as ourselves.
Hmm. Yeah, Brian Head Welsh of Korn wrote a book called Save Me From Myself. Excellent read.
We're all so self-destructive that we don't realize it.
Yeah, we are. We are. Fear and control is the opposite of love.
Yes.
You know? So, yeah. Wow. So, from here, you talk with us about how, you know, being that traveling instructor would be like a dream.
Yeah.
Where do you see you and this place in 2-5 years?
Oh, God, I hope this place has got 2 or 3 more boats and one of the top, you know, places on the island.
Right.
This place is magical. It's right here next to the beach. It's right here next to the reserve.
I've never been in clearer water.
So beautiful. And it needs people to protect it. It needs a dive shop here. It needs folks that are, you know, as passionate as us.
Right.
We need more.
So you partner with other people. I noticed multiple signs out front. You partner with other entrepreneurs and business
owners.
Whether
it's consignment or we have, you know, like the Waterman Survival Course. He comes through and he's, you know, Jerry Sheridan. He's amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to him soon.
Yes, he's definitely somebody. We actually trade bracelets.
Okay, now you said something about your bracelet is something about a compass?
Yeah, a compass bracelet. So it's my story. They're next door.
Okay.
And it's you type in this address, wearcompass.com, and this, you get to read your story. So you pass on this bracelet to people.
Nice.
And so it gets passed on.
Where can others get bracelets like that? You said right
next door. Yeah, this woman makes them next door.
Wow,
and
that's cool.
Yeah, so it's a local
thing. That's really neat.
Right. It's really...
Well, we hope to be locals one day.
Yeah.
So we're working on it. Fantastic. Tiara, really great to meet you. How can people reach out? Instagram, Facebook?
Yeah, we have Instagram, Facebook, you know, through Teyano Divers. Our phone number is 787-823-6429. You can reach out to me, Tiara, at any time. I live here.
Cool.
So,
all right. Well, we're going to share this out there on not only on all the podcast platforms, but also social media. We'll go ahead and mention you if we could get that information before we leave, and then we just share and get more people aware of what you're doing.
Definitely.
Here.
The more the merrier. We need more souls in here.
So that actually leads to my next question. So what you need most right now, more souls, more people that care?
Well, because I need a team. I need instructors and dive masters right now.
Okay.
And it's hard to find that when you know, it's a moving, you know, it's not reliable. It's it's the weather, you know? So a lot of people, it's hard for them to stick around. So,
it's people with a passion for that have a good, stable, steady
that
side
understands.
Job.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking for. And it's hard. And you'd think that there'd be a lot more on the islands, but apparently not.
Well, it's interesting to me, and I just had this thought, and I notice about myself, is I heard once you teach best what you need to learn most. And I think sometimes when you find somebody that's really excited, they're not a dive instructor. They had no thought of doing this ever in their mind, but they get so lit up when they go out and do it, say that they're given a lesson for the first time and they're like on and they're like totally into it. They're absorbing everything. That's probably your next dive instructor. And if they just got a little bit of encouragement, it might become one of those things that blossoms in them. So, yeah, cool. Great to meet you. So thankful we came in here the other day.
Yeah, it was one of those mornings. And
thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah.
Thanks for being vulnerable with strangers.
You know, sometimes we've got to show the inside in order for us to understand the outside.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So. We live in a world, and it's sorry to say, maybe not as many here, but definitely back in the main states, very, very shallow.
A lot
people.
Of people will look at me different because of my tattoos, because of my, you know, so that's why I mean, like, that's what I mean by that.
Yeah.
Because of my pain on the inside, I put it into a beauty on the outside.
Right.
So it's like, we all have our stories. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of who wants to listen.
But the people that perhaps maybe get their Their feelings hurt for a minute. If they stick around, they really get to know.
Yeah.
You know, they really get to know the deep inner
yeah.
thoughts and
takes years of practice to not get our feelings hurt over
right?
stupid stuff.
Right, but. Right. Thick-skinned and tender-hearted. Very cool. Wonderful. Great to meet you.
You too, of course.